want answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, coming to you live from the rural deserts outside Phoenix, Arizona, where today it reached a toasty 115 degrees. And we've been talking about Lucifer, and I'll tell you, here in Arizona, it is hot as hell. So I don't think we have to travel very far to entertain this topic. But Ralph, we've got about 5 minutes till our next break. I'm going to just hand this off to you, and let's trace your line of thinking from where you were talking about basically the absolute power of a king and who that king would be here in America.
Okay, let's go back. The power to legislate in all cases whatsoever was defined by our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence in 1776 as tyranny. Tyranny has been defined for 6,000 years as total power in the hands of government. Kings, monarchs, dictators, branches of government, doesn't matter. Total power. The power to legislate in all cases whatsoever. The 23rd example of how King George was creating a tyranny in these states. Now let's go to the Constitution 11 years later, and let's read Article 1, which creates the legislative branch of government, Section 8, which grants powers to Congress, and I'll read from the beginning. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1. Congress shall have power, and then it lists the powers briefly. I'll go through just very quickly. Borrow money, regulate commerce, establish naturalization laws, coin money, punish counterfeiters, create post offices, create custody tribunals, etc. There's 18 specific powers. And let's read the 17th one. Congress, please go with me to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Now, there is no, we call these things clauses just to find them, but it's the 17th one. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Congress shall have the power to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever. Now, where have we heard those words before?
Well, it depends what you mean by the word exclusive, and I do agree with you. There is a link back to what you identified with the King of England.
Yes.
But it depends on, you know, how you define the word exclusive, how you define the word whatsoever. Do you want to address that?
Well, it's very simply, at least the same words. They use the power to legislate in all cases whatsoever in the Declaration. And now they're giving that power to Congress. Why? Why would they give Congress tyrannical power? If these are great Christian men, why would they give Congress unlimited, tyrannical, despotic power? Why? Why? What's the answer? I've still been answering. I love to ask the patriots or anyone, constitutional experts, why would our founding fathers, 11 years after saying King George was creating a legislature in our government, in our nation, that had the power to legislate in all cases whatsoever, and we're calling that tyranny, and then 11 years later, give that same power with the same words to Congress? I want to know why. And I'll tell you, we're going to finish. I'll tell you why. There's something going on in the Constitution. Now, so Congress has the power, exclusive, they're the only ones that have the power. They didn't give it to the Senate, or I guess the Congress and the Senate, the House representatives of the Senate. They didn't give it to the President. They didn't give it to the executive branch, the judicial branch. They gave it to Congress. Now, let's now go to the 10th Amendment. Let's read the 10th Amendment. Of course, it was added as the Bill of Rights. The 10th Amendment reads as follows. I'm flipping pages here. 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States. Oh, wait. Before we do this, we've got to go back to the Article 1, Section 8. There's one more thing we missed. We've got to read the rest of the paragraph because they gave that power specifically to one particular place. Okay, now we're reading Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 again. To exercise exclusive
legislation. Ralph, let's hold that thought. I'm going to let you. I don't want to interrupt the point in midstream. We come up on a commercial break. So I want you to start with Article 1 right there, and we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody. Our special guest tonight is Ralph Epperson, and we're going to explore how the secret history of the Constitution may have indeed, the Founding Fathers gave our government unyielding powers. More after this.
Oh, every man. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody. We're joined tonight with our special guest, Ralph Epperson, author of many great works, but my favorite was The Unseen Hand, and he comes to us live tonight from Tucson, Arizona, and I realize some of you want to call in and ask Ralph questions. I'm going to ask you just to hold for a couple of moments while we let Ralph complete his thoughts. And Ralph, you were making the case that we really have a government that's arbitrary, capricious, and certainly not democratic. So you were referencing Article 1 of the Constitution.
Yes. Congress shall have the power to, and the 17th one reads, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, and it goes on to describe Washington, D.C., shall become the seat of the government of the United States. Wait a minute. The states are called the United States of America, and now we've got a seat of the government of the United States. You can. I wish I could bring you the treaties and the laws that define the United States as solely Washington, D.C. and the territories. And the United States of America means the states. There's two governments in the Constitution.
Well, no, listen, I agree with you. The states supposedly created the federal government and has the power to dissolve it.
That's
but
fair.
Your point is here that the Founding Fathers purposely left the door to democracy unlocked so at some future date that some conspiratorial governmental figures at a later date could usher in this new world order that's written about on the back of our dollar bills. Is that about right?
That's exactly a good way to state it.
Okay.
Now, so they created the United States, calling that the Washington, D.C., the United States, the government of the United States, and then they gave them dictatorial, tyrannical, all power, the despotic power known as the power to legislate in all cases whatsoever. Now we can read the 10th Amendment. Let's go to the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America, and we'll read as follows. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states or to the people. So they're now saying the only powers that Congress has are delegated. Now, let's ask the question, where's the delegated power for Congress to tax me for stem cell research? How could the founding fathers have listed that amongst the powers they created? They had no idea what it was.
Well, let me respond to that, because I think the typical response would be, do you have a loose construction view of the Constitution or a strict constructionist view?
No, you have no question. It says delegated. The power's not delegated. That means they have to be. They listed the powers in Article 1, Section 8. There's 18 of them. Those are the only powers.
Just one moment. I want to hold that thought right there, because you've made a good point. I think that you have opened the door for people to consider that this is really a lot more of an autocratic document than we've been led to believe, certainly in our history classes and our government classes. But when we come back, I want to take a caller here in just a moment, but when we finish with this caller, I want to come back and ask a couple questions that will bridge together your notion of Luciferian worship with the autocratic rule of the United States as handed to us by the Constitution. But let's first go to the lines and welcome Roger from Kentucky. Hi, Roger. What's on your mind? Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes. I'm the only sociologist in the United States who is an intelligence collection and analysis methodologist. I can confirm one thing that he said. Research I've done indicates that wars are planned 5 to 7 years in advance. The question, I actually have two, but first one is about the historic roots of this conflict, especially with what you call the Luciferians. There are other documents, for example, the Dead Sea Scrolls, contains one document, which is the order of battle for the sons of light against the sons of Belial, which translates as the sons of uselessness, which is another name for Luciferians. Nobody talks about the sons of light and who the opposition organizations are to these Luciferians. Can you give us any information about those?
No, that's this is the problem. I don't know of any organization that's combating this thing, except individuals like me trying to prove it through documentation and research. I'm quite aware that there's all sorts of organizations on their other side, and we can name them, but it doesn't really matter. We're talking here about how our founding fathers betrayed this nation. That's what we'll hopefully try to stick to.
Okay.
Roger, you have a second question?
Yes. I think... some of your work seems to be an extension of G. William Domhoff's Who Rules America and the Bohemian Grove and other retreats, which documented, you know, that there were centers where these people got together every year and coordinated across corporations and governments in ways that were not subject to scrutiny.
Yes, that's the whole thing. In fact, the founding fathers met in secret. They actually locked the doors and shut the windows so no one could look inside. The only way we know what they were doing has been recorded by others and also written by three men who wrote the Federalist Papers. And you can read those to try to get a sense as to what they were saying. But I'm saying this. It doesn't matter. Let's read the documents they wrote themselves that are visible, public. You can read the Declaration. You can read the Constitution. We all should have copies of it.
Okay. My question is this. There are clear examples like your work and Domhoff's work, which documents, essentially contrived evil coordination. And there are other instances, for example, historical documents like the Arthashastra, which was written in the 4th century B.C., was a complete manual of government written in Sanskrit that included intelligence operations, agricultural policy, you know, all of the divisions that we would consider as part of a modern government. Can you say something about sorting out, the individual points of genius, if you want to call them that, for, you know, running government as opposed to these Luciferians.
You know, I wish we had time to do all that. That's why I write books and write videos. If I may, I'd like to just strictly concentrate on getting this one point made. We've got to examine what our founding fathers did to this government and ask the question, where does Congress get the delegated power to tax me for stem cell research? Let's try to stick to that issue, and we'll examine that today. That's a
well, you're exactly
to
right.
Thank you for your work.
Yeah,
thank
Roger,
you.
Thanks for the call. Excellent call, and please call again. Ralph, I don't think you need to go any further with the idea of delegated powers. I mean, you know, I have to say even my high school government teacher was lucid enough to explain the difference to us that Congress was acting well outside its intended boundaries and has continued to do so in ever-growing fashion since the time I was in high school and even beyond that. No. But I want to ask you a question here, and I want to try to bring a couple of concepts together that you've said. I think you've made a pretty good case that the Constitution could be looked at with some suspicion in terms of being a duplicitous document. How do you link that concept to the notion that the Founding Fathers were Luciferian worshipers?
Oh, my goodness. That's why I've got a 400-page book called The New World Order. I've got a 3-hour documentary on Google video. Any of your listeners, in fact, I would encourage
you. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's go ahead and let them have those references so they can follow up with us. Because really what RBN is about, Ralph, and I know you know this, we're much more about spreading information and trying to preserve our country or what's left of it than we are entertainment. So let's take a moment here. Let's talk about your website, how to get there, what's available. And let's talk about that great Google video that I was able to watch a few weeks ago.
Okay, I made a 3-hour documentary called America's Secret Destiny, and I put it on Google Video, which means you can watch it for free. I don't get, and in fact, I put on the video, you can make copies of it, and you can do so on Google Video. It's on there right now. Go to Google Video, type in America's Secret Destiny, and watch the one that's in two parts. Someone else has put it up, the same video, but it's in segments of about 10 minutes on YouTube. You're looking for the one on Google Video, watch part one. After you finish that, find part two and watch it. And commit yourself to watch 3 hours. Don't give up on it. Let me show you how bad this situation is. When I was called by the History Channel and they said, we're going to cover secrets of the Founding Fathers, I said to them, please understand, I want you to know, this thing is far worse than any of your guests are going to cover. If you want to know the rest of the story, let's talk. They said, come. They paid for my trip to L.A., they interviewed me, and then they were careful as to what I was allowed to say on that program. I didn't get the chance to say this, what I'm talking about right now, the fact that our founding fathers created the most powerful government ever devised by man because it's all legal. Everything the government's doing, they've got the constitutional power. That's my point.
So if we're to plug the leak, so to speak, actually not the leak, but the wholesale flood that's going on today, that's leading to the erosion and sinking of our liberties, we should go back, if I'm reading between the lines correctly here, we should go back to the notion of delegated powers, close that loophole, preserve the Bill of Rights, and we might have a pretty good document?
That's exactly correct. That's the simplest, except there's one problem we haven't discussed yet.
And what would that be?
The Constitution has been declared null and void by an act of the Supreme Court in 1938.
What happened in 1938?
That's the next question. I'll be happy to answer it. You can read the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case in the Supreme Court of 1938. I've got the documentation in the other room. I've actually got a copy of the opinion. And it says that there is no common law in the United States. Well, their common law was the Constitution. Mm-hmm. We don't have a Constitution. We're living under the Uniform Commercial Code. Oh, that's impossible, Ralph. Let me give you one evidence very quickly. You know that Obama was not born in Hawaii. He was born in Kenya. His own grandmother and his two uncles have testified to that because they live in Kenya. They
I know.
Were there.
And, Ralph, I'm going to let you finish that point when we come back from the break. You hear that music? That means we've got to step out and pay some bills. But we're going to explore the Obama connection to the 1938 Supreme Court decision with Ralph Epperson after we come back from these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. And hey, let me remind you, all you listeners out there, that RBN has generic business cards available, $8 per 100. This includes shipping and free bumper stickers. And to get yours, you can send your check or money order of $8 to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or if you like to make things easy like I do, you can simply call with a credit card to 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. And also, if you're ever away from your radio station that carries RBN and the Common Sense Show, or you're not near KU band satellite, you can always pick us up on the internet worldwide at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And one more thing, to be a part of the show tonight, you want to call in and ask Ralph questions or make a comment? You can reach us at 1-800-313-9443. And yes, our guest tonight is great author Ralph Epperson, who's from Tucson, Arizona, just down the road from me a couple of hours. And Ralph, I think you've made, like I said, a pretty compelling case that one might look with a suspicious eye on the duplicitous document with some of that terminology that can be called into question as to whether or not absolute power was granted to be used at the right time to usher in the New World Order. But I'm still having a hard time making that connection between absolutism of government and Luciferian worship. I mean, let me play devil's advocate, Ralph. The Supreme Court, Congress, opened their sessions with a prayer.
Yes, that's true.
And I just everything I've read, biographical data, that at least some of these founding fathers were indeed Christian believing men.
Dave, have you ever been to down to Tucson, to the old Tucson studios, the theme park?
A long time ago, but I have.
Okay,
yes.
Let's understand. Let's just use that as an example. I go there quite often. I love that place. It's 1880s, approximately, old theme park. It's now a theme park, but it was a movie set. And when you walk down the main street, you look at the buildings, and there's the bank, and there's the mercantile store, and there's the jail, et cetera. And then when you walk around back, you find out there's nothing but a false front. As long as the camera is in front of that building, it's a bank. They don't walk you around. They don't want you to walk around back, especially during the movie. You'll never see the back of the building. Ralph Emerson walked through some swinging doors that John Wayne swung open in a movie, and I fell flat on my face in the dirt behind there because there was nothing. It wasn't even the floor. But John Wayne walked through it, and when he got through it, he ended up in a saloon that was in Hollywood.
Okay, I understand the analogy you're making. Yeah, I understand the analogy you're making. I just think I'm going to have to immerse myself a little bit more and go back and watch that Google video once again to try to make that connection. Let's go to the lines to South Carolina on line two and welcome Jim to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Oh, I heard your guest mention Huey V. Thompson. That threw 100 years of precedence literally under the train. But he didn't mention House Strength Resolution 192, which confiscated all the people's property. In the gold confiscation.
Ralph, do you have a comment on that?
That's the reason why they declared us, the international bankers declared us bankrupt when Roosevelt called in all the gold and refused to honor a commitment that was written on our money, said payable to the bearer on demand, $1 in gold, which means you could walk in with a piece of paper and walk out with gold anytime you wanted, payable on demand. That was done away with. He called in all the gold and forbade those things to be honored in the future. According to Franklin Roosevelt, according to a retired state Supreme Court justice in Montana who told a friend of mine, the greatest expert, I believe, in the Constitution in this nation, a man by the name of Howard Freeman, that he was told that the international bankers who owned the national debt declared America bankrupt in 1935 and said you were no longer to adjudicate cases on the Constitution, but on the Uniform Commercial Code, and you are to take silent judicial notice of that. And I'm about to give you an example of the silent judicial notice with the case of the Constitution, because Obama cannot be president according to the Constitution. If you go to the Constitution, read the qualifications of the president, no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States shall be eligible to the office of the president. He was not born in the United States. He was born in Kenya. Therefore, he's not natural born. There's a man by the name of Philip Berg trying to get that through the Supreme Court to rule on that and has been trying since way back before the election. I had two chances to talk to this man on the phone as a guest. He was on as a guest. I was a caller. And I said, Mr. Berg, I commend you for what you're doing, but you've got to understand you will not get an answer from the Supreme Court, period. You will not, because the Constitution has been declared null and void by the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case. Please check it out yourself. You know how to find Supreme Court decisions. It's null and void. We don't have a Constitution anymore, and I've got other cases to prove it. I've got eyewitnesses' reports that know that there's no Constitution. I could give that, but we don't have time. Now, Philip Berg, to now, it's now 7 months after the inauguration, approximately, plus the election when he started, 9, 10, 11 months of time, and he's got no answer. Why? Because the judges take silent judicial notice of the fact, which is a legal term in Black's Law Dictionary, I've been told, that says you can't tell the dummies. That's where we are.
The exclusive power whatsoever. Jim, I want to hold you over and get your reaction to that if you're agreeable. And Ralph,
okay,
will be right back with you after a word from our sponsors as we step away. Don't touch that dial. More on the Common Sense Show after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This has been an eye-opening edition of the Common Sense Show. My special guest from Tucson, Arizona is famed author Ralph Epperson, author of one of my favorite books on the Secret Handshake Boys, The Unseen Hand. And agreeing to stay with us over the break is Jim from South Carolina. And Jim, you heard Ralph's response to your question, and he certainly has a lot of facts on his side. How would you respond to what he said?
Well, he's absolutely correct. Obama's a usurper, plain and simple.
Well,
notice this, they've approved it. The Electoral College could have stopped it as well, simply by saying, we're not going to vote for you. But it doesn't matter, I'm telling you. Our Congress knows, the Supreme Court knows, that it doesn't matter because there is no constitutional requirement because it's been declared null and void in 1938.
Also in 1938, we got a system of benefits and privileges replacing our inalienable rights called Social Security.
Yes.
And everything that they do to us hinges on Social Security. The income tax operates as an operation of the law. The 16th Amendment doesn't count. So, and it goes on and on. It just gets worse and worse from there.
Yes, I agree. We have been declared citizens of the United States under the 14th Amendment because we have been naturalized. When we went in to get our Socialist Security card, there is no law, ladies and gentlemen. There is no law requiring us to get a card. Now, we thought we had to. It doesn't matter. It's called color of law. That's another legal term out of Black's Law Dictionary. Color of law means it sounds like a law, looks like a law, people believe it's a law, but it's not. There is no law. but we walked in and voluntarily gave them jurisdiction over us to become a naturalized citizen of the United States. And when we did, we were subject to the jurisdiction of an all-powerful government. This is why they know they've got us. We got a Social Security card, and they can only give that card to citizens of the United States. That's what they've done.
Well, power is more perceived than it is real.
Exactly.
And the people certainly are seemingly just like sheep going to the slaughter. Pay your tax, get your Social Security card, take your vaccination. So along those lines, I want to ask you a question that's related to a reoccurring theme here on the Common Sense Show, which is what we believe are the forced vaccinations to the H1N1 swine flu that will be coming this fall to our schools and basically to all of us. I thought a strong argument against that at one time was a Fourth Amendment argument against search and seizure, because if they're co-opting your body to forcibly vaccinate you, that's unreasonable search and seizure. And they haven't done it through any court. They haven't done it through any process of real law. And I thought, well, we're going to be safe if we challenge it on that basis. But from what you're saying about this loophole in the Constitution, all power whatsoever, that's not the case, is it?
The 14th Amendment allowed us to 13th and 14th Amendments passed after the Civil War was over, gave permission to have involuntary servitude, which means they cannot force us into anything. Contracts have to be agreed to. So we are free to become slaves anytime we want to. The 13th Amendment prohibits only slavery and involuntary servitude, which means it permits voluntary servitude. So we have freely gone in and said, I want that card and that benefit. I got to have it. And they say, they don't tell you this, but they say, gee, I'm sorry. There is no law, but since you're voluntary and you think you have to get it, we're happy to give you the, and now try to get out of it. And it's very, very difficult. There are people claiming.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead.
That there is a way out of it. You revoke the benefit, you revoke the gift, and you revoke the contract. It's a revocable trust, can be revoked at any time by either party. But there is quite a procedure to follow to do that.
Let me say this, my friend. I know people have tried this approach and they're in jail. I'm saying this. Be very, very cautious. Please make certain you're absolutely 100% accurate with every dot and tittle dotted and crossed and T, everything else, or you'll never get out. And the reason is contracts can only be broken by the mutual consent of both parties, or you can prove force or fraud. And you have to prove force or fraud inside the Socialist Security Administration court system, which means they're not going to let you out.
The fox are watching the hen house,
you
in
bet.
Other words. Jim, well, South Carolina.
I'm not disputing this, but please understand, I don't think they're going to let you out. And you can waste all your time and money. And if you lose, you go directly to jail and do not collect $200.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Jim, I want to thank you for your call, and please call again. Excellent call. Ralph, sometimes when I do this show, I leave with a dopamine low, meaning I feel depressed. And it's depressing to know from your perspective that perhaps we don't have the rule of law on our side, that we'd have to make a modification, in other words, to be protected from our own malevolent leaders. But let me go to another point here. We're quickly headed to a train wreck. There's no question. We're rushing to a butt-whipping, as I like to say in coaching parlance. And I think that when people don't have enough to eat, or they don't have clean water, or they don't have air conditioning on a 115-degree day, or heat on a 20-degree-below weather day, people are going to pick up the pitchforks. And I don't know that that day is very far off. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I hesitate to even get into the subject because I don't want people to give up. Let me give you one great victory that shows that there is a chance. People are starting to waken up to this nonsense about this bailout. Give you a quick proof. Here in Tucson, 3,000 people showed up on a weekday downtown to protest the bailout process. And they were angry, not violently angry, but they were carrying signs, handing out flyers, everything else. Then on July 4th, at least 6,000 people, 5,000 to 6,000 people, showed up at a rally. Now, one more great victory. California is $26 billion in debt. They don't have the money to pay their bills. So they're issuing IOUs. Schwarzenegger decided to get them to vote on five tax proposals, and they were voted down 64 to 36.
Yes.
Now, that means the Democrats, who are all in favor of big government, more programs, more bureaus, give everything, there's a cost to that, ladies and gentlemen, and the Democrats are the ones that voted it down because they said, wait a minute, no one ever said this was going to cost me my job, my wallet, my purse, and suddenly they're starting to figure it out. There's a growing resentment to this nonsense called communism and socialism given to us under the bailout program. By the way, where's the delegated power for that?
Well, it was just out-and-out theft, where Goldman Sachs and the Treasury Department were allowed to exceed the bounds that they're allowed by law. Of course, this has been going on Wall Street for decades. I mean, the bailout's just a larger magnification of what's already been going on.
But there's signs that the American people are starting to rebel. In fact, Obama's popularity rating is down now. There's some polls say that those who are disapproving or questionable are higher than those that approve. It's going down fast, ladies and gentlemen, because the American people are slowly but surely figuring out there's a cost for all of this program and all these programs, these bureaus we got, and that is losing your job, losing your 401k, whatever it is, and they're saying enough is enough.
No, I couldn't agree with
you
more.
Let me give you a quick case to show you that I learned about the fact there was no Constitution in 1973. A friend of mine, a chiropractor, stopped paying his Social Security taxes because he was a Mormon. He's got a large family. He said, they'll take care of me when I get old. So he stopped paying. He was charged with failure to file. I'll make it very quick. He went to court. His defense was the Constitution. And I knew this man personally. I read a transcript of the court trial. This man said to the judge, I don't have to pay income tax, Your Honor, because of the Constitution. The judge banged the gavel down, dismissed the jury, and told the doctor, do not mention the Constitution in this courtroom. And the doctor said, wait a minute, Your Honor, it's my sole defense. I don't care. Please do not mention the Constitution. A little while later, the doctor mentioned it again. The court was dismissed. The jury was dismissed, rather. He said, I'm telling you, don't do it. The next time you do it, you'll be held in contempt of court. And the third time, he was held in contempt of court. That means he had to pay a fine because he wants to argue the constitutionality of the Social Security Administration. Now, that judge knew that there was no Constitution, but he had taken silent judicial notice of that fact and couldn't tell the doctor. And the doctor, this was back in the 70s before we knew. Now we know. The Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case. Watch that video called America's Secret Destiny. All of your listeners, please give me a chance to explain it in more detail. Watch it, 3 hours long, and show me where I'm wrong.
The point well taken. Let's go out to the lines and welcome Ed, calling all the way from Saskatchewan, Canada. Hi, Ed, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your program, and I have a couple of personal acquaintances who have opted out of government programs that they were involuntarily put under. One was income tax, and the other one was a driver's license. And they did it by making notice to the minister in the government. This is in Canada, and they sent it to the Minister of Justice, and they also did Alberta. And they did every office of the RCMP,
okay,
which is
that's
the police
Canada.
Force.
This was in Canada exclusively?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're under the same laws.
Rob, it's a little bit different south of the border here, isn't it?
Not really. You're under the laws of Britain. If you study your Social Security, you'll find that the Queen has signed documents regarding American Social Security.
Well, please.
That's where it comes from.
Ralph, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so.
Let's let Ralph answer. Go ahead, Red.
Let me respond to this. Please understand. Notice what happens when you get out. You go back to sleep. I'm telling you, this problem is so much worse. If we don't get busy and stop this, we're not going to like the world they're going to give us. Notice it's not the new United States. order. It's called the New World Order. Everyone, including Canada, is going to live under this, and I'm telling you, we're not going to like it. The danger of getting out of the Social Security business, going to all that trouble and maybe getting out, is you go back to watching the Super Bowl and drinking your beer and forgetting it. I'm telling you, get busy, learn, and educate. That's the only answer we got, or we're going to lose not only the United States, but the world. It's over. The New World Order is coming. They're going to give it to us, whether we like it or not, and the only chance we got, education.
You know, Ralph, let me chime in on that, because I think you're getting a very important point that I don't want to gloss over too quickly. You're talking about fighting the big battles, winning the war, not dealing with individual forays that really don't help us win this war.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, individuals can do it one by one. They can opt out, and this essentially negates the control of the public.
But they'd have to do it in mass, Ed, and I don't think we have that much time.
Mm-hmm.
That's my fear. I mean, I think your idea would be well taken 25 years ago, because we'd have time to wake up the masses, and one by one, you know, the empire control disintegrates by apathy. But I don't think we have the time. I mean, we're looking at forced vaccinations this fall. Let me tell you a couple things I'm doing, Ralph. Next week, I'm going down to the Arizona State Retirement System, and I have enough years and what they call credits to retire. And I'm going to look at that process and get it all set up, because I will not take this vaccination. Number two, I'm going to the Homeschool Association, because if my son has to get a vaccine filled with squalene that'll destroy his autoimmune system, we're not doing it.
Thank you very
much.
Now,
I'm opting out as well, too. But in terms of fighting this thing, and it has to be a fight not just on a national level here in America, but this has to be a fight on a global level, because what's going on here is going on in France. The French have passed legislation to force everyone in their country to take these vaccinations. That law has already been passed in England. This is a global problem, and I hate to sound like a Marxist, but my God, this is the people versus the masters.
Thank you.
I agree 100%. My son was told when he was in grade 8 that if he didn't get his vaccinations caught up, he would not be admitted into high school. So we had to put him into a private school to avoid that.
He'd be better off there. I mean, I have my kid in a private school.
Yep.
My kid will never walk through the door of a public school as long as we have communist legislation like No Child Left Behind.
Yep.
By the way, I still say this whenever the occasion comes up. If I could be president for one day and have everything I wanted done and then leave, the first thing I would do would be to abolish a public education. Say to parents, if you want your children educated, either educate themselves or get together with other parents and create a privately owned school system, and that's the answer. Stop it. Public schools are garbage factories. I wouldn't send my child, I don't have any children, but if I did, they wouldn't walk even in the door no matter what.
You know, I like to say too, Ralph, that the public schools want to educate our kids just to be smart enough to do their menial labor jobs, but not too smart to need or want to question authority. Ed, I want to thank you for your call, and please call again. Ralph, you know, before we run out of time here, I wanted to go and have you review your website information, your Google video information, how people can get a copy of your many great books. So just take it from there.
Thank you very much. You're very kind, Dave. Yes. Once again, I would urge you, please, I've only had a few minutes to explain this. We've gotten somewhat sidetracked on the issue. Go to Google Video, type in America's Secret Destiny, and watch it all the way through. Obligate yourself. Force yourself. I can tell you it's very easy to understand. It's simple. It's well explained, well documented. Watch it. If you want to get more information, go to my website, Ralph, ralph-epperson.com, EPPERSON.
Ralph. I want to emphasize, too, Ralph, that that's a Ralph-Epperson. It's not
that's
just
right.
One word. Yeah, because I made that mistake when I was searching for your website.
Well, either one. I've got two websites. You can either do it with or without. I just say with it to separate to make sure you understand. Ralph, ralph-epperson.com. But Ralph Epperson does it as well. Same thing.
Well, Ralph, you know, later in the fall, before we get too far into this mess, and I think before there's no turning back, I'd like to have you back on the air to talk about what you personally are getting ready to do. I'm going to begin to take the show in that direction because although I do think we need to be fighting the good fight, and I'll never give up fighting the good fight, I also think we need, as a species here, to start looking at survival.
Yep, I agree well.
Because
okay, we'll talk about that.
There's a growing number of people, and I suppose I'd like to ask you this before I let you go. I've had a number of guests on, some of them very prominent guests, who are of the opinion that this global elite would like to reduce the population through any means available to about 95% of what it is today. In other words, kill off about 95% of the people. Do you hold to that view as well?
No, I don't. Of course, I don't agree. I don't like it, but in my New World Order book I published in 1990, I documented that.
Okay, so you're in agreement. You're in agreement. This global cabal, the Brzezinskis, the Kissingers, and so forth, would like to see 500 million people left on this planet.
Yes, that's provable by documentation. That's
okay, correct. Ralph, we're going to have to hold it here, but this was a great honor for me to interview someone I've admired for a long time. And I'm going to be in touch with you because we're going to schedule a return appearance if you're agreeable. Thanks so much for being gracious with your time and being a terrific guest. Good night, Ralph. And everybody else, stay tuned, and we will come back after a word from our sponsors to put a wrap on the show.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And we're back to the final segment of the Common Sense Show. And, wow, that was, well, it just almost takes your breath away. I just, I love Ralph Epperson. His interview went much like I suspected it would. When I read his unseen hand, I said, well, I have lots of questions here. And then 3, 5, 10 pages later, he'd answer it with a slew of citations and references. And one of the things that one could never accuse Ralph of doing is making what he believes to be unsubstantiated claims, because he is an old-time journalist who knows how to document his sources. I know some of you are probably right there with me. This is new information to absorb, that our Constitution perhaps is more of a duplicitous document. But I let Ralph, you know, prove his case, and I thought he raised some good questions that are certainly worthy of all of our considerations. The part about the founding fathers being Luciferians, is it 100%, 50%, 10%? I'm not sure. That's something that I would need a little more exposure to, a little more documentation on before I'm willing to accept it at face value. But in fairness to Ralph, he did say, go watch his Google video, which I have done, and I'm going to watch it again. And sometimes the second time you go through it, you catch something that you didn't the first. But great show, and I'll tell you, once again, I want to thank all the people who called in tonight to the Common Sense Show, because you are what makes this network tick. This network is about serving you, and you support the network, and it's a great bilateral relationship. I'm only sorry that networks like RBN represent about 1% of the media, where the secret handshake guys and their six corporations control 99% of the media. But you people are informed. Sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but I know now and again you educate me on things that I haven't heard or don't know, and hopefully some guests and some of the discussions that we have on this show, like with Annie DeRiso, do the same thing. The president of RBN is, of course, John Stadtmiller. My producer tonight was Manny Karos, does a great job and has rescued me from several technical problems in the past. And I want to encourage all of you to patronize many of our great sponsors. And let me take a minute and talk about some of the great upcoming programs we have coming your way here on the Common Sense Show. On July 26th, which is next Sunday, we're going to have great friend of the Common Sense Show and someone who I've admired for years and years and years, Jim Mars. And we're going to discuss who really built the pyramids. And we're going to get more into his notion that although in World War II we defeated the Germans, we really didn't defeat the Nazis, and they're here now, and they're ruling over us. On August 2nd, I'll be in Washington, D.C. with my son, trying to get him to appreciate some of our great American traditions, or Washington District of Criminals, as John Stadtmiller likes to call it. But we will be replaying our April 26th H1N1 hoax interview with Dr. Rebecca Carley. And Pat Jordan also called in, and I want to thank Pat again for calling in this evening. On August 9th, we're interviewing Professor Tim Ball, who also is an author, and he debunks the man-made global warming myths and what motives really lie behind this pseudoscience, and what will likely this mean with a carbon tax to our liberties and our pocketbooks. And on August 16th, we'll have Jim McCanny on, and we're going to talk about the Air France flight that was brought down. And, yes, that's Jim's position, and we're going to let him document that for you. And, of course, as we've been saying all night long, on August 23rd, we're going to have Dr. Carley and Pat Jordan on for return appearance. And I'm telling you, folks, your kids are going to be back in school. Your grandkids are going to be back in their classrooms by August 23rd for most of the nation. You're going to have some hard decisions to make when the principal of your school tells your child, you better have a vaccination or he's not staying in school. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed tonight's show. I want you to join us again next week, same time, same channel. God bless and good night, everybody.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.